The Boston Food Dialogues have concluded. I'm here with our moderator, and Alan, tell me what are just a couple things that come to your mind leaving today's dialogue.
Well, what's striking is to take a look at how different people with different perspectives on agriculture are all grasping towards the solutions for the same problems. You know, where you see agriculture often depends on where you sit on both the value chain and nationwide. There's a lot of different structures to agriculture and agricultural operations within this country, and as you see this evolution in consumer tastes and marketplace demands, everybody is coming at these problems from a different direction, and having a chance to get different people on a platform to discuss these areas, it doesn't necessarily lead to a solution here, but it certainly lets people exchange ideas and learn different options and thoughts of what are out there, and that's a key step.
Yeah, hopefully this is fostering better understanding of what farmers are dealing with, regardless of their size or type, because they're not all the same. But I think we heard here today, like you said, some differing opinions, but that's not a bad thing.
Well, we'll see. People certainly have a right to their own opinions, and there are a lot of compelling cases to be made in a lot of different areas. Issues like sustainability, issues like biotechnology, issues like the role of the U.S. small farmer versus the U.S. large farmer. I mean, these are important things to be talking about. Food matters to people in a very personal way. And as long as the United States is the world's leading food producer and exporter, what American farmers do is something that truly matters to the world. So again, it's important to really think intentionally as far as what you are doing, what could be done, what are the implications of the actions that you take, and you don't always know those implications or those solutions very well unless you talk to the other parties that are affected.
I know this is not your first Food Dialogues event. What do you think now, having been through moderating a couple of these?
Well, you're right. This is the second event that I've moderated. The first one was a couple years ago in Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C., as everyone knows, has a little bit different perspective on things as far as sort of a nexus of where these dialogues take place. When you go to the U.S. Northeast, and you could tell that in some of the audience questions, again, the concerns shift a bit. But that's why it's very important to have a nationwide dialogue, because a person, say, from the upper Midwest, which is where I came from, versus a person in the Northeast, versus a person in California, both a producer and a consumer, very different perspective on agricultural issues, agricultural economics, and consumer tastes. Again, by making this available on the internet, by having the Twitterverse speaking out on it, and I haven't seen any of those comments yet, so we'll see how we did once we do that. It's vital to be having this discussion in a lot of different places. And, of course, you know, working as part of this discussion, it's a gratifying thing. Because, again, agriculture is important. And this discussion is an important one to have.
Well, thank you very much. I know you got to run here. Great job moderating today's Food Dialogues. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.